This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.
Today, I'm going to teach you one of the most powerful mindset best practices that so many people have used to catapult themselves into the life they want, including me. This mindset best practice is called be, do, have.
This is the Million Dollar Mind Podcast. Remarkable stories of transformation and how to shift your mindset to accelerate success. With entrepreneur, scaling coach, and mindset expert, Julia Pimsler.
Be, do, have. Now, if that sounds like something Yoda would say in a Star Wars movie, bear with me a minute. I'm going to explain be, do, have by telling you what most people do. So 99% of the planet lives according to what's called have, do, be. And it goes something like this. If I only had more money or time or love or formal education, then I could do, go on vacation, find the right partner, have a more successful business, raise capital, get promoted. And then I could be happy, successful, the person I want to be, loved, write a book, etc. So 99% of the planet wakes up every day and says, here's what I have, so here's what I can do. That's called have, do, be. But if you're an ambitious person, have, do, be is no way to live if you want to get to your big dreams and goals. The ticket is be, do, have. So here's how that works. If you decide you want to achieve something big and ambitious and a little bit scary to you that feels a bit out of reach, then what you can do is remember this be, do, have mindset practice. Because if you start being the person that you want to be before you even have the things you think you need to become that person, then you'll start doing the things that person would do. And eventually, you'll have the things that person would have. Be, do, have is the mindset practice I used to write my first book, Million Dollar Women, and then to launch the Million Dollar Women movement, online business schools, summits, etc. Here's how that happened. I was still at Little Pym, my language teaching company I was running. I was CEO, but I felt this calling to help more women grow their businesses and get to a million and beyond, as we had at Little Pym. One of the ways I thought I could help other women was by teaching workshops to help women learn how to raise capital, since I had raised $6 million for my business. So I started doing workshops on weekends in my conference room at Little Pym. And over the years, I helped 75 women raise $15 million in capital, which felt amazing. But I also started to realize they all were bringing up the same problems over and over again, and I was getting a little tired of teaching on weekends since I had two little kids at home and was still running my company. So I thought, why don't I write a book that helps more women get access to the things we're talking about in our workshops? The go big mindset, how to raise capital, how to scale up your business, all the things I knew millions of women would be interested in learning. But very quickly, I had a second thought, which was, well, who am I to write a book like that? I'm not famous. I'm not even rich. I'm not a known quantity. I'm not an author. There were so many reasons not to write the book. Happily, around that time, I read Brené Brown's book, Daring Greatly, which if you haven't read it, go out and get it because it's fantastic. And in that book, she said this one thing that switched everything for me and got me going into my be-do-have mode. And here's what she said. Brené Brown did a study where she interviewed millions of people across the U.S. about what their biggest fears were. And it turns out that for women, the number one fear is not being enough. Not pretty enough, not smart enough, not famous enough, not bold enough, not happy enough, you name it. This is what keeps women up at night. And I think what keeps us small, because we often think, well, I'm not blank enough to do what I want to do. And as I was reading the book, this light bulb went off that I was doing it right that minute. I really wanted to write this book and help more women grow their businesses. But I just felt I wasn't rich enough, smart enough, or a writer enough to write the book. So then I thought, well, what if I had already written the book and I was already an expert? What would I be doing then? And I thought, well, I would be speaking to bigger and bigger groups of women. I would be doing more teaching. I would be raising awareness about these important issues, about how only 3% of women get to $1 million in revenues and only 1% women of color. So I decided to just start doing that. That's what Be Do Have is. I started being the person I wanted to be before I had the confidence to write the book or even had the book. What that led to was more and more teaching and a partnership with Morgan Stanley, who started welcoming my groups into their conference rooms and raising the status of my workshops. Before you know it, I was writing a proposal about Million Dollar Women and sitting down with an editor at a large publishing company to pitch my book. Now, I was terrified going into that meeting. I was still just the CEO of my company, not an author, not rich, not famous, and I really feared that she would reject the proposal and pick one of the other 150 on her desk. And she did open the meeting by saying, you know, I have over 100 proposals on my desk, and many of them are on this same subject of women and entrepreneurship. It's a really hot topic right now. So I felt really disappointed and thought, okay, here comes the no. But instead, she said, and you know, I've decided that we should publish your book, and here's why. I have all these proposals from people who want to write about this, but you're an expert. You've been teaching workshops. You've written articles on this. We want you to write the book because clearly you're a leader in this space. I was overjoyed and had a six-figure contract with a big publishing company, all because I didn't allow have, do, be to limit me and make me think I had to just work with what I had. Instead, I reverse engineered into becoming the person that I wanted to be. And I often think back on that when I'm trying some big new scary thing that feels out of my reach. So the next time you're wondering, can I really raise $1 million for my company? Or can I really go for that big promotion? Or can I really start my own business? Maybe try to flip from have, do, be to be, do, have and think about, well, what would I be doing if I were already there? Who would I be spending time with? What thoughts would I be having? What impact would I be making on the world? And start doing that. And you might find that pretty soon you actually have the things that you started off thinking I don't have, and therefore I can't do or be. One of my coaching clients, Jenna, was a great example of this. I remember when she came to me, she was running a PR firm that had clients who were paying about $2,500 a month. And she said, you know, I'm just not making enough money. This is getting frustrating. We do amazing work, but at $2,500 a month, I'm never going to get to $1 million in revenues. So we looked at what she was doing, and it turns out she was stuck in have, do, be. She had these low dollar paying clients, and therefore she was doing that kind of work and positioning herself in that kind of way as kind of the low budget for everybody PR firm. And she was living the life of someone who had a PR firm not making that much money. That was her B. Once we flipped it, we decided who did she need to be charging more like $5,000 or $10,000 a month and eventually get up to $20,000 a month, be one of the top PR firms in New York. There's so much opportunity here. Well, we decided she needed to be networking with different groups of people, presenting her company in different ways, maybe finding a niche where people actually have budgets and could pay her more money. So she went and did all that homework and then started doing those things. She joined organizations where she could meet people who had bigger budgets. She found a great focus for her business where she was only working with VC-funded companies that had real budgets. And now, 2 years later, she has doubled her revenues. She's got a great ongoing clientele of people who are willing to pay top dollar, and she feels fantastic. So I love that example because sometimes it's just that little switch of saying, let's not look at what we have now. Let's look at where we want to be and how do we get there. Million Dollar Women is hosting the 4th annual Million Dollar Women Summit on April 24th in New York City. Come learn how to scale up your business from keynote speakers and interactive workshops and meet ambitious women entrepreneurs just like you. Go to mdwsummit.org, MDW like Million Dollar Women, mdwsummit.org to learn more and register. We sell out every year and I really want to see you there. So don't wait. mdwsummit.org. In listening to Million Dollar Mind, you'll hear some great examples of Be Do Have. Here's one. Lauren Brill, who I interviewed about her cookie company, Sweet Lauren's, She started that company at age 22. She didn't know anything about the cookie business. She just had a passion for helping people eat healthier sweets. She herself had recovered from cancer recently and had to find ways to fulfill her sweet tooth without eating food that was bad for her body. So she created this cookie dough company and went up against the likes of Pillsbury and Hostess, but she was not daunted by that. She really practiced Be Do Have and said, I'm going to be that person who creates the healthy, clean, and delicious alternative to cookies that people love but are really bad for them. And she created a company that caught the attention of Whole Foods and eventually many other large chains. She's now in 10,000 stores and on the Inc. 5000 fastest growing companies list. Had she been practicing have, do, be, which is what 99% of the planet is doing, she would probably still be baking cookies in her mom's kitchen, which is where she started out, and hoping that someone discovered them. Another guest I talked to who practiced Be Do Have was Alex Bloomberg. You might remember he started out as a middle school teacher in Chicago, but had dreams of working in radio. He heard that Ira Glass, one of the superstars of the radio world from This American Life, was hiring, and he went there to get himself a job. He wanted to work in producing for Ira Glass, but Ira said, no, we're going to hire you as an assistant. Even though that was a blow to his ego, he knew that he had this bigger version of himself inside of him. So he took the assistant job, and he just started being this incredible radio producer. He went above and beyond, he found incredible stories, and impressed Ira so much that he eventually did start producing, and ultimately left to start his own show, his own media company, and sold it to Spotify recently for millions of dollars. So that's a great example of someone who didn't stop at, here's what I have. When Alex applied for that job, he'd been teaching science in a middle school in Chicago. Hardly the resume to go work at one of the top shows in the country. But he just had this vision and kept working through his Be Do Have. The be is to act like the person you want to be. The do is to do the things that person would be doing. Even though his title was assistant, he was doing what a producer would do. Go find great stories, impress all the people who you need to impress, and show off that you have real skills at making great shows. The have is he ultimately not only got promoted at This American Life and became an integral part of the team there, he ultimately started his own company and then was able to sell his company, Gimlet, to one of the biggest names in the podcasting world. If he was practicing have, do, be, Alex might still be teaching science to middle schoolers in Chicago, which, by the way, is a great profession, but that's not who he wanted to be. He wanted to be a storyteller, and now he is. In fact, he's one of the best storytellers of our time. If Alex hadn't practiced Be Do Have, we would have missed out on some amazing podcasts like Startup and some of the other great shows that Gimlet has brought us over the years. So maybe just take a minute to think about what's going to happen if you keep practicing Have Do Be. And maybe you're not doing it in every area of your life. Maybe you've already achieved some pretty amazing things because you did do Be Do Have. But what's your next Be Do Have? What's holding you back right now, where you sometimes say to yourself lying in bed at night, well, if I only had a graduate degree, I could do that. Or if I only knew how to fundraise, I could do that. Or if I only had the right business partner, I could do that. And then see what happens if you switch it to Be Do Have. If this has got you thinking about your own have, do, be, and be, do, have, here's something you can do right away. Grab a piece of paper or get out your phone and write into it, but not if you're driving, please, write into it, what is your have, do, be right now? Just write the words have, do, and be. And then brainstorm a little bit about what things you have that you think are limiting you or keeping you from doing the things you want to do and being who you want to be. Take a minute to fill that out, have, do, be, and then just below it, write be, do, have. And right next to those words, first look at the be. Who do you want to be? Get really clear on that. I knew I wanted to be an author of a book helping women to grow their businesses. So what did I need to do? Become more of an expert in that world. That's why I was teaching workshops and writing articles and speaking on that topic. Then what will you have at the end? Well, I had a published book and a bigger platform to spread this message about helping women grow their businesses. What's your version of be, do, have? And what kind of things can you start doing right away that will get you closer to that have? The sooner you get that clarity on your be, do, and have, the sooner you're going to get to the have results of getting the raise or launching the business or going on that trip around the world you've always wanted to take. Have fun with this exercise. The possibilities are limitless. Thanks for listening to Million Dollar Mind. Please share this episode with somebody you think might benefit from Be Do Have. Until next time, stay brave and go big.
Million Dollar Mind is a production of Mouth Media Network. Copyright 2020, Julia Pimsleur.